Incredibly weird with the headphones. These were all of them? Okay, sick. So, a little bit of technical difficulties this week. These headphones are broken.
Okay.
So are those ones. People were impeding on the front of our show because they were pre-recording theirs and just didn't know that we had a show at 10, so that's fun too.
I forgot to bring my headphones.
I feel like every single week you use these ones. I feel like these are fine.
Yeah, I think they were fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was fun. A little bit of a miscommunication. Some music playing in a hidden app and a lot of technical difficulties, but now we are here. Oh,
okay.
God damn, this is a shitty week.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Let's
put your headphones on and sit down. We're good. All right. So we have a, pretty regular playlist, I would say, for this week. We got some bands.
Nope.
They don't work?
Oh, they kind of work, but they come in and out. Oh.
This is going to be a fun one. All right.
Okay, wait.
Well, no. I can hear you, so it's fine. No, we're good. We're good. We're just going to keep going.
Okay.
So, we have some new bands that we've never played on the show before. Fever Feel, and we might have played Parkside, so maybe it's just Fever Feel.
And I don't think we played Ultimata.
We played them last week.
Did we?
Yep.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, so sorry about the technical difficulties, obviously. But yeah, welcome to Noise Pollution. I'm Anna.
And I'm Cole.
And we are your hosts for the 15th week this far. The first couple songs we have coming up are An American by Seth the Whale and The Reasons by The Weaker Thans. And honestly, there's like a couple songs on here that I used to listen to, like The Reasons by the Weaker Thans, In a Cave by Chicka Police Club, and John Lennon, obviously, by the Arkells. I've listened to these since, like, high school, probably.
Yeah.
Arkells, like, early high school.
And Roller Runner Advantage.
Yeah.
Are a couple I listened to back in high school.
Yeah. Not Brother, though. Like, these songs, like, specifically John Lennon,
mm-hmm.
The Reasons, and what was the other one I said? In a Cave. Like, I've been listening to those since, like, early high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, you know what? I can't find anything that I want to throw in with here. Because, like, the first couple songs, I've thrown these around a little bit. The first couple songs I had on there were, like, Ultimata. I had Calpurnia because this single is their new song out today. I had Modern Space in there, Parkside, and Feverfield, which are, like, it's like, okay, yeah, we haven't played them very often.
Mm-hmm.
And the next couple songs up were Said the Whale, Royal Liberty Advantage, Toyo Police Club, and Arkells. So, like, totally just ended that one. But, yeah, so it's going to be a not very exciting show today. Not a ton to talk about. We're both very tired and very stressed out, but I guess we'll start playing the music. So coming up first, we got An American by Said the Whale. Enjoy. Okay. There we go. So The Reasons, the second song we just played, by The Weaker Thans. I've honestly been listening to that since high school. Like, I'm going to see when it's from, but it definitely is from so long ago. Well, let me see. But yeah, so things are getting real weird right now. Nothing is working. All of the headphones are weird. Me and Cole are just talking about how, like, we're exhausted. That song was from 2003, so I was definitely listening to it in high school. I was like, was it high school or was it first year? Because I always, like, mix up me being young and stupid from being, like, grade 9 versus first year.
Which was the volume again?
It's the bottom right. Yeah, that one.
Okay, there we go. The pieces hurt.
There you go.
You're just, like, screaming, plus the headphones are broken. And the one time I don't bring my spare ones...
Yeah.
Wait, can I hear? Wait.
This is honestly just one of those days, though.
Yeah. Steve, text me if you're listening. You said you would, and you're listening to maybe the worst one we've ever had.
Yeah. This is pretty shitty.
And honestly, like...
This has been a real shitty week, though.
We're even more unprepared than we normally are. And we normally don't have any kind of plan.
I made this playlist 3 hours ago.
Nice.
Which is... Like, it sounds like a lot of time, but I slept for one of those hours. So, like, the first full hour of sleep I've gotten in probably a couple days. God damn it. All right.
I have trouble actually sleeping during the day now. sad.
Well, I don't, because I don't sleep at night.
No, I mean, like, in the middle of the day. Like, in the middle of my awake hours.
Yeah. Well, so that's what fucked me up, was because I fully forgot that it was Wednesday, and then I made the playlist.
It's
and I was
Wednesday,
like, oh,
my
it's
dudes.
Fine. Yeah, fuck. Oh, my God. I honestly want to put that into every single... They don't tweet for us anymore, but, like, if they did, I'd have them put in, it's Wednesday, my dudes, for every single tweet. We should just do that. Anyway.
That's a new, like, sign-on phase.
Yeah, fuck. So I got to go home this weekend, take a bus all the way to Etobicoke to get my mom to pick me up at our house and drive me all the way to Mansfield. Sick.
Nice.
It's going to be so great.
Transportation.
But, like, dogs.
Dogs.
Plural. So that's fine. Although I have to write like a full essay this weekend and my chalet doesn't have Wi-Fi, so I'm going to be like riding off my dad's free hotspot. But yeah, how is your week going? In terms of schoolwork and shit.
So there are things that I didn't even bother to do this week because I was too busy doing other things. Normally Italian class is what ends up taking the L.
Because, I mean, yeah, you're still taking languages.
Yeah, I'm going to get a minor, come on.
I mean, okay, sure.
Like,
I get a minor for speaking subpar Italian. Like, good job. Not even speaking. I can figure it out on paper, but as soon as you speak it to my face, I'm just going to look at you like you're fucking speaking Arabic. Like, why are you doing a language minor?
Because I took 101 in first year, in the fall semester, and I thought it was a great idea because, well, I took grade 10 Italian. And there's,
that's your fallback.
And it didn't have anything like if you took grade 11 or grade 12, you couldn't take a 101. But it didn't have anything like if you took grade 10, that didn't matter. So I figured, oh, this is gonna be an easy good mark, and so it was. And then
because it's first year. Why and then the fuck did you keep doing it?
The winter semester of first year, I wasn't sure what other elective I wanted to take because that was the year we got a lot of electives. And I'm like, I guess I'll take IT 102. And then I met a bunch of friends in that class and like we still hang out now. And we
fake Italians.
We all like decided to take 201 together. Just because we're all taking it, we'd have
the friends in the class. There's a very specific brand of people that take Italian classes. And it's just, my family's Italian, and my last name's Italian, but I know dick all over the fact that I like pasta.
You just said pasta.
Yeah, because I'm Canadian. Are you not Canadian?
But, like, even, like, Canadians say pasta.
There's no difference.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, my God.
Then,
sorry,
since we already
this
took
is an elitist over here. He's taking 201.
Then we're having 201, then we took 202 together, and now we're in 395. And it's just, this class is not interesting, actually.
Yeah, you're taking a language.
It's on Italian food, and I'm bored. What the fuck?
Like, why would you take a class in that? That's like, if that's not a bird course, like, what is school even about? Also, I feel like we should play another song. We'll do that later.
I don't know. I'm just doing it because I feel like doing it. I'm getting an Italian mind now. Like, I think the next class is on Italian cinema.
Cool. No, that's not even related. I saw the Italian opera in Verona. Mm-hmm. I told you about that.
Yeah, you did.
In the amphitheater, like the old one.
Mm-hmm.
Sick. All right, cool. We're going to play more music. Roast Cole more about, like, knowing 1/64th of Italian.
Way less than that.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not good at math, so I couldn't think of anything smaller than that. But we'll see. All right, cool.
numbers get infinitely smaller.
Yeah, I know. You know what, dude?
You're really bad at math.
Yeah, that's why I don't take it. Okay, anyway. Up next, we have Losing Sleep by Ultimata, followed by Brother by Rural Alberta Advantage, and then In a Cave by Tokyo Police Club, another one of my OG faves.
One sec. I really feel that Ultimata song. I'm really losing sleep.
Oh, yeah. That's why I put it in there, 10 out of 10. All right. Enjoy. So yeah, that was Cell by Calpurnia. Followed, no, that was not Cell by Calpurnia. Why am I saying that? Oh my God, I'm tired. All right, that was we moved things around. That was Ultimata, Losing Sleep, followed by Brother by Royal Albert Advantage, followed by In a Cave by Tokyo Police Club. I also feel like I can't hear myself. There we go. That's better. All right, so we had to cut some songs out, obviously, because this has been just a mess of a fucking show. So we had to take out two bands. We're just going to be playing a weird mix of songs after this. We have two songs coming up now. We can talk about them for a little bit. We got some time. So Calpurnia just released a new single called Cell, and that was released today.
I have not listened to it yet,
there
actually.
There you go.
I wish I had learned about it earlier.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know about it either. I was like, oh, I should probably put them on a playlist. I was like, oh, shit, what up? This was posted today. Or, probably just released on here today. And then we moved it around a little bit. We got John Lennon by R. Kelly's coming up afterwards. Mm-hmm. Because why not? I was really mad they didn't play that at their concert, because I love this song.
Yeah. Calpurnia is interesting because they're so young. They're like 15.
I didn't know Finn Wolfhard was Canadian. I should have guessed it. He's that weird artsy kid. Yeah. So of course he's fucking from Vancouver. From Vancouver,
yeah.
Of course he's from Vancouver. Like, duh. It's basically the upside down. It's just always raining. Fuck, I want to live in Vancouver so bad. But yeah, so they're dope as shit. I didn't know. Okay, I just obviously he was either gonna be from California or Vancouver.
Yeah.
And turns out he's fucking Canadian. What do you know? That's pretty dope. He's a dope kid.
But he's already so famous, which...
I feel like that's why the band does real well.
That's why the band is so famous right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, really talented for their age.
They really are, yeah.
But, they're not, at that famous professional level that, you'd expect. That, people think of, but, it's just because they're so young.
Well, that's the thing, though, is he has all the support of, 14-year-old girls
mm-hmm.
that, watch Stranger Things, or, anyone that's his age. Honestly, really, anyone that watches Stranger Things that, also knows that he's in a band would listen to this band.
Yeah.
They'd not, listen to it all the time, but, go and, listen to, a song or, see, oh, what's up with this? Especially any of, younger fans that, literally, yeah. So, 13, 14, 15-year-old girls are a very strong group that can, make or break anyone's music career, really.
Mm-hmm.
One Direction got fucking blown up by all of them. Justin Bieber, mm-hmm. so, he's not on that level, but,
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, now they're fucking back. So, he's not, this band's not on that level, obviously, but, they're still doing well for a very young band from Vancouver.
Wasn't the...
Because they have all the support of all the...
Guitarist on Queen 17 when Queen became famous.
I don't know.
I think he was.
That's probably something I learned in, history of rock music, but,
No, we didn't learn that in that class.
I think John Frusciante was...
that from somewhere else.
John Frusciante was 18 when he joined the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure. That's cool. Pretty sure it was 18.
So, what do you think about that new Weezer album that consists of only covers from the 80s?
I haven't listened to it.
Really? Why not? I sent it to you a while ago.
No, I know, but I don't, I have some time, but the time that I do have is taken up with listening to playlists that I already have or, sleeping for rare amounts of time. I've, looked at some of it. Didn't they do... Which one is, the big one that they did?
Africa, but that was, released
No, there's Africa, but then there's one where there's, a music video for it where they're all, sketched.
Oh.
I want to say it's Take On Me, but I don't think it's Take On Me.
They do Take On Me.
It might be that. I've seen a little clip of that, but I just, I have time to listen to albums from bands that I really like, but not if it's just an album that's entirely covers. When I see an artist do a cover of a song that I really like, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But, not a huge deal.
Yeah.
Let me look it up. I have seen one of them.
And there's a really interesting cover of Paranoid by Black Sabbath. And I think the most interesting part about it is what precedes it and what follows it.
Yeah, this one. I've seen Take On Me.
Oh, you've seen Take On Me? Okay.
Yeah. I will listen to it at some point, just not when I'm fucking busy. Really.
Enough.
That's it.
Yeah.
I will listen to them, but it's fine.
So before Paranoid, there's Happy Together by the Turtles, and after Paranoid is Mr. Blue Sky. Like, fuck, what dude. Kind of mix is that? And then it ends with a version of Stand By Me with a lot of guitar distortion.
What? I feel like, okay, Weezer just
knows. It's actually really cool.
Okay, yeah. I feel like at this point, Weezer's just like, well, fuck it. You're gonna listen to it. So, like.
Yeah, Pacific Daydream in, like, September 2018. Not a very good album. But, like, this one is actually fucking sick. It's I love this.
It's like the Killers. Like, they can put out probably anything right now. And people would be like, fuck, dude, you see the Killers' new shit? Like, oh my god, it's such a big deal. And really, they're covering It's Raining Men. That would be sick. If there was, like, some sick, like, if they go back to, like, their old shit. But, yeah. Like.
I'm glad this exists, though. Like, I'm glad they did something like all right. this.
I guess I'll listen to it. Anyway, we should probably go into. We have only two songs up, and then we'll have three after that. But right now, there's Cell by Calpurnia, followed by John Lennon by the Arkells. Enjoy. All right, and there we had Cell by Calpurnia. It's a pretty dope fucking song.
It's a pretty sweet song, yeah.
I guess pretty sick. And then John Lennon, always classic. Fucking love John Lennon. By the Arkells. Also love John Lennon, the person. But like, that clarification you made.
Both are good.
Both are good. The song is great. John Lennon himself is great. R.I.P. so that was the first song we played. It was the new song by Calpurnia called Cell. Should check it out.
Well, I think they did if they're listening.
Well, I should check it out otherwise.
Yeah,
fair enough. The more listens it gets, the better.
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry, I'm Snapchatting my brother right now.
Then I realize I probably can't make it to Tokyo Police Club in Waterloo because even though it's on my birthday, I have an exam the next
day. When is that?
April 24th.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, and I have an exam April 25th at 8:30 a.m.
Honestly, there's always so many. But like shows in April.
We're going to go see them like 5 days before that, so, or 4 days before that, so.
I don't know if I can come to that one.
Okay.
Because of my exams.
True.
I'll try to, but also like, Welland's so out of the way, and like, I definitely, like, I, what would I do, drive there?
Yeah, like, and you like, crash, drive home? But like, we also have to, both of us would have to get to Welland somehow that weekend and get back.
Yeah. I'm sure we can try to figure it out, but we'll see. We'll see. So those are the two songs we just played. What time is it? We got some time. At least until, probably just stop it in like a couple minutes. But yeah, so this is like probably the most dysfunctional show we've had yet, which is saying a lot.
You can tell how tired we are today.
Yeah, this is like not a good week. Honestly, whatever. Hopefully next week it gets better. But we'll see. How many shows we have left is, like, also the real question. Because it's probably done.
Like, yeah, when are we supposed to, like, end, like, fully?
Oh, my God. Three until March is done. Have four shows left.
Do you do it on April 3rd?
Maybe, but, like, probably because the last class is on the 5th.
Yeah, we probably do on April 3rd.
So three or four shows left. Goddamn, dude. That's not a lot. We have 15 so far, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, we got a pretty bomb playlist.
Yeah, only a couple repeats.
Yeah.
A lot of repetitive songs, but we have pulled out, like, Ultimato's a pretty new band. Like, I found that last 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. I like how we tried to, like, somewhat tone back our Arkells, but we still managed to play Jackson's, we ended up playing Leather Jacket twice.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just a good song.
We've never played 11-11.
True. I feel like that's not... Yes, that's
on the playlist next week.
Not 100% our fault, though, because the second time we added Arkells, it was, like, sitting at the desk. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck, we need another song. Oh, so yeah. We just, like, tagged Leather Jacket on the end, because we're like, Arkells and Leather Jacket.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I don't even listen to Leather Jacket that much out of the other songs.
Yeah, I listen to, like, the whole album.
I think it's just, like, the most quotable. But yeah, anyway, so thank you for listening to probably the most dysfunctional album ever.
Album?
Yeah. Playlist, whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah.
The beginning was shitty. I just thought of Drake after that. The beginning was shitty. We walked in and there's people in here, which no one's supposed to be in here. Like, granted, they were pre-recording their show, which is, like, fine, but there's, I think, 2 hours.
You don't have to end the second our show starts.
Yeah.
Like, there's 2 free hours, or there's probably a lot of other free hours throughout the day that you could do this.
True. Honestly, not their fault. Like, whatever. Cool. Good for you. Yeah. Pre-recording your show. But, like, I don't know. I was sitting in the living room at, like, 8:57. Like, we have to, like, start the recording equipment. Like, we have to, like, set up. We have to log into your thing. We have to, like, look at the songs and, like, figure it out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just get stressed about everything. But I guess that's just this week. So, I think we should go into the next couple songs, because I don't know why we always end with 3 songs with 10 minutes left, because there's no way that they all fit.
They normally do.
Sometimes, but, like...
Because, like, the people that are after us wait.
All right, well, whatever. We'll see. So, the next couple songs we have coming up are... I don't think we've ever played Fever Feel on the podcast. Why am I doing this now? Also, why is your mic over here? Cole, what are you doing?
Well, it still picks up.
Okay, yeah, just don't talk so loud. Anyway, I think I found them off of just a random Spotify. Oh, no, I think I processed their music a couple weeks ago. But yeah, so we have Fever Feel, which is coming up, and then Parkside again with Blame, and Plants Animals again with The End of That, because it's the end of this fucking show, because it's a trash show. This is the worst one yet. Anyway, might as well just start that now.
Yeah, we didn't have any super eventful stories this time.
No. Well, last time it was themed, so it kind of came for us.
Yeah, the themes work really well, but sometimes we just have enough random shit happening in our lives that we have some good stories to tell.
Yeah, next week we'll pick a story and go with it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so these are going to be the last 3 songs, and then we will see you next week. Once again, I am Anna.
And I'm Cole.
And remember...
Rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
See you next week.